Good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have a very special guest in today, and he is running for Congress. In fact, this young man is running against Kevin Hearn, the incumbent, in District 1. And we want to introduce to you Kojo. Kojo for Congress, as they say. I mean, I've been hearing that all over the place.
Oh, yeah?
It got a little ring to it there, you know, with the alliteration there.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself, young man.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for having me. Uh-huh. My name is Kojo Asamoah Caesar, and I am a husband. I am Onika Asamoah Caesar's husband. We met 4 years ago right here in, you know, Oklahoma, and we fell in love. I'm a new father.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We have a newborn girl named Hadessa. Mm-hmm. She was born on April 10th of this year. And then I'm a son. I'm a son of immigrants. Parents came from Ghana, West Africa, to the United States in pursuit of the American dream. Mm-hmm. And because of their great sacrifices, me, their son, got to go to great public schools. I'm a proud product of public schools. Got to be the first in my family to graduate from college. Mm-hmm. Then went on to William & Mary Law School, oldest law school in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
And then decided that if the American dream was going to be real, it had to be real not just for me, but for everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I made the unorthodox decision to become a kindergarten teacher after graduating law school.
Wait a minute. A lucrative law career looming there, yes. And you decide to teach kindergarten.
Yeah,
That's quite a turnaround.
You know, I grew up with certain values of, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. All right, and that your success is not just your own. It's not enough for you to just be successful by yourself. Mm-hmm. You have a responsibility to ensure that everybody around you is also successful. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to live a meaningful, purpose-driven life. All right, so for me, it wasn't just about making money. That wasn't what was going to bring me happiness or light my fire, get me to rocket out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right? So education was the escalator to my American dream, and I wanted to use that to help other people achieve theirs.
And you've also taught third grade as well.
Yeah, taught kindergarten, taught third grade. You know, those early years are so vital. When you first enter school, you're learning how to read, right? Then after third grade, it switches on you, and you're reading to learn. So if you didn't learn how to read, then you just keep falling back further and further every year after third grade. So those years are very vital.
So here you are. You're 34. You're a young man. You're married. You got a child. You got a nice, happy home and everything. Mm-hmm. What makes you want to go to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. You know, the reason why I was brought to Oklahoma. So when I became a teacher, I signed up for a program with Teach for America, and I said, send me to where the need is highest. All right. And they sent me to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And you have to start to wonder, why did they send me here? All right. Well, we were 49th and still are 49th in the nation in education funding. Mm-hmm. Since 2009, we lead the nation in cuts to our education budget. In the past 6 years, we've lost over 30,000 teachers to the profession. They've just quit the profession after teaching in Oklahoma, right? And then every year, 11 out of 100 teachers leaves our state and goes to another state. When I first arrived, we had 32 emergency certified teachers. These are teachers that are not necessarily qualified to teach, but we need teachers, so we let them teach. Just last year, we had over 3,000 emergency certified teachers, right? So, like, teachers are the number one school-based variable to student success, all right? And if we're not paying our teachers, if we're not funding our education, you can forget about making sure the American dream is accessible to everybody else, all right? So I am going to Washington to, quite frankly, go over the heads of our state leaders who I believe are engaged in a grave dereliction of duty when it comes to educating our populace. And I want to bring federal money down to our state to help pay our teachers what they're worth, and increase our education funding so our kids can be successful.
All right, Kojo, you've outlined education. Are there other parts of your platform that we need to be familiar with as we move forward toward election day?
Yes. You know, my platform is through the lens of how can we ensure that kids can fulfill their full potential. But you can't talk about kids without talking about their parents and the neighborhoods and communities that they live in, right? So I believe healthcare is very important. We are second in the nation in the percentage of people who don't have access to healthcare. Thankfully, on June 30th this year, Oklahomans voted yes to expand Medicaid, right, so that our taxpayer dollars can actually come here to our state to help people have access to health care. All right. My mom got sick pursuing the American dream with vigor, working two jobs, going to school, that can be stressful. And sometimes people get sick. And because she didn't have access to quality, affordable health care, she couldn't afford to pay for her medical bills. And she went bankrupt as a result. And she had to return back to Ghana. All right. And her story is not unique. In America, the number one cause for bankruptcy is the inability to pay medical bills. Matter of fact, I was at an event in Bartlesville in December of last year, and I met a young woman, and she said, you know, I got sick, then my husband got sick, and we were more stressed out about the insurance companies and the medical bills than we were about our actual illness. Like, that shouldn't be the case, all right? And so health care is important if we want parents to be able to stay in their kids' lives, right? And then economic security is also important, especially in this time of, you know, a pandemic, right? People are losing jobs, businesses are closing, right? And we have to ensure that people are secure, right? And they can put food on the table for their families, right? So these are the things that I'm concerned about doing for Oklahomans.
Now, getting your message out, we are, you know, have the COVID-19 situation right in our hands. You're a first-time politician.
Yeah.
So you might not know how it was done, as they would say, normally.
Right.
But COVID has really changed a lot of things and a lot of lives, too.
Yeah.
But I want to get to how it is with you. Have you had difficulty getting your message out? Are you using alternative means or media in order to connect with people? How are you doing this?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, you know, we announced our campaign in November 5th.
Uh-huh.
And we started off with a 50 and 50 initiative, which was 50 public events in the first 50 days of the campaign. Mm-hmm. So we got to meet a lot of people all across the district, right? In Bartlesville, Wagner, Tulsa. And then about April, you know, everything kind of shut down. And so we had to move online. We had to be innovative. But, you know, I'm a millennial. We live online, right? So, social media, all the social media channels, Zoom, a lot of Zoom meetings. Just yesterday I had 5 Zoom meetings, right? And so there's a benefit there. You get to have a lot of meetings. You cut down on travel time, right? Text messaging, and all those different things. So we're trying to use all that to meet people where they are.
And how's the feedback been?
It's been amazing, actually. Like, a lot of people are paying attention. Like, I say, if you're not motivated to vote in this year's election, you might be beyond motivation, right? Like, people are fired up. We've been through a pandemic. We've been through, stay-at-home orders. We've been through mask orders, right? We've been through racial unrest. Like, there's so much going on, right? And people are mad no matter what, you know, side of the aisle you're on, right? And so I think people are motivated and engaged and are paying attention, right? And so we're trying to have those conversations so that people can make the right choices that are in their best interest.
How can people find out more about you? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website, kojoforcongress.com, KOJOFORCongress.com. You can go on there, learn about our story, find out about our values and how those drive where we stand on the important issues.
Well, there you go. Now, we've talked about education and healthcare, economic issues now that we're trying to get things nearing what was pre-pandemic. How do you see the nation moving forward economically after all this?
Yeah. Well, you know, you said it. After all this, so we have to get beyond this, right?
Yes.
We have to deal with this pandemic, right? And for me, I believe we have to trust science. We have to trust fact. We have to trust the experts and listen to them, right? For instance, there was just in the Tulsa World yesterday showing that places where there have been mask ordinances, the cases have gone down the most, right? So we know that masks work. And, you know, it's part of loving your neighbor and helping us to bend this curve. Not because we want to take away people's liberty, but because we want to go back to, right, living our lives and being outside again and seeing people and going back to work, right? And so we have to deal with this pandemic because it directly affects our economic situation. So I hope that we can make that happen and then get people back to work. People want to work. People are tired of being at home. They don't want to stay home watching Netflix all day. They want to work, right? So let's get people back to work, you know.
All right, very good, very good. And again, it's Kojo for Congress.
Yes.
Com.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different endings now to those addresses, right. you know. So I want to make sure that we got that right. It is 8:43, and your travels, like you say, you've done some in person and a lot of things online.
Right.
And when you talk with educators, because that is your that is your passion right there. Mm-hmm. What are they telling you they want from Washington D.C. should you become elected?
Yeah. Well, you know, educators are not thinking about Washington, D.C. They're not thinking about OKC, right? They're thinking about their kids, right? They're thinking about being here. They're thinking about how can I best serve my kids? How can I ensure my kids have all the tools they need to be successful, right? Mm-hmm. That is their passion, right? You don't go into education to become rich, right? You go it with a purpose. You know, you want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they want. So wherever the help is going to come from, that's what they're looking for, right? And so for me, I look at our state government, our state leaders, and I'm saying, hey, these folks for decades have been actively not funding our education system. They've not been given resources, adequate resources to our teachers. Talk to any teacher in Oklahoma, and they'll tell you the struggles of being a teacher. When I was teaching, I had teachers across the hall from me who had to work at Walmart on the weekends just to make ends meet, while also buying school supplies for the kids, right, at school. So, like, teachers are heroes. Teachers are amazing, right? It's a labor of love, and let's respect them. I believe teachers should be as well respected as doctors, right? And as well paid as athletes, right? Right? Let's invest in our future. They take care of our kids, and that's our future. So let's invest in them so that we can have a brighter future for all of us.
We got a couple of minutes left. This is where I let our candidates do their stump speech.
You're on. Well, thank you so much. Kojo Asamoah Caesar, I am a selfless leader, somebody who graduated from law school, first in my family to graduate from college, and chose to become a kindergarten teacher, all right, in Oklahoma to give people access to the American dream. I am running for Congress to help build an America as good as its promise and an Oklahoma that works for all of us, all right? And that's what we all want. We all want the opportunity to build a better life for ourselves and ensure that we set our kids up to do better than we did, all right? My generation is the first generation where the kids are not slated to do as well as the parents did. That is not their American dream. We're going backwards. We have to move forward, all right? So we need selfless leaders, not self-dealers. We need people who are going to put the interests of the people first, all right? Because we live in a representative democracy, a government of the people, by the people, for the people. So for me, as an elected official, somebody who's running for office, I'm asking the question, what do the people want? And I believe that people want an Oklahoma that works for all of us and an America that is as good as its promise. So go to our website, kojaforcongress.com. Check us out. Reach out to us if you have any questions, and we hope to be able to earn your vote come November 3rd.
Kojo Asamoah Caesar,
thank you
so
much
for being with us here on Community Connection. It's 8:46.